Hello and welcome to the AgriLearn podcast. I'm your host, Renan Alau, an aspiring full-time farmer, as well as the brand ambassador for the Women and Youth Loan Scheme at the Agricultural Bank of Namibia. Today, we'll be interviewing Ms. Sonia Molebuchi, who is the Senior Manager Sales at the Agricultural Bank of Namibia, and she'll be talking to us about the Women and Youth Loan Scheme, one of the recent and most exciting schemes at AgriBank of Namibia. Now, this is what she has to say. Ms. Sonia, thank you so much for joining us on the AgriLearn podcast. Today, we're talking about the Women and Youth Loan Scheme product at the Agricultural Bank of Namibia. Please be so kind to tell us, what is the purpose of this loan scheme product?
Thank you, Nilao. Last year, 2020, AgriBank took a conscious decision to do a thorough market research to come up with a product that is more accommodative for the women and youth. And we took deliberate efforts to do a thorough study, as I've alluded earlier on, and our findings actually confirm that there is indeed a low participation of women and youth in the agriculture industry compared to the older generation mm-hmm. and the male counterparts specifically. Mm-hmm. And for that reason, we developed an inclusive financial product with relaxed loan conditions and loan requirements that are actually based on the borrower's capacity and capability rather than credit history and the traditional requirement of assets and liabilities. Mm-hmm. So for that reason, we developed the Women and Youth Scheme, and really what we want to see at the end of the day is increased levels of economic growth and entrepreneurship among the women and youth so that they can access business financing for products in the agriculture industry.
Wonderful. Who is eligible for this loan scheme product?
Yeah, we have identified three categories of applicants that are eligible to apply under this loan scheme. Mm-hmm. The first group is the youth between the ages of 18 and 35 years. Mm-hmm. And the second group is the women, of course, and there is no age limit for the women.
Okay.
And then we have identified a special target group called the agriculture professionals. So these would be your male counterparts who are above the age of 35 years. However, they must be in full-time production in agriculture. And specifically for the agriculture professionals, we require that they have a qualification in the field of agriculture, mm-hmm. preferably from an accredited institution. Mm-hmm. So also what makes the scheme so flexible is also for the youth, if they are not comfortable applying individually on their own, they can do so as a legal entity and rope in a counterpart that does not fall in this category. Okay. And apply then as, for example, as a CC. Mm-hmm. The only requirement is that the youth should have 80% members interest in that CC mm-hmm. or in the company, and the other party then should have the minimum 20% members interest if they apply as a legal entity. But that is an option
they can go for.
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. Now, what differentiate this loan scheme product from the mm-hmm. other loan scheme products that AgriBank has?
Yeah. Let me start by saying that the normal AgriBank loans that we have different requirements, specifically when it comes to collateral. We need 100% collateral for all the loans that we give traditionally or no. That is one of the main requirements yeah. for all our products. And what differentiates the Women and Youth Loan Scheme is that we have relaxed some of our loan conditions and requirements because of our mandate to advance funding to develop the sector. Mm-hmm. And let me start by saying, under the Women and Youth Loan Scheme, if you look at the loan limits, mm-hmm. we have not kept any maximum amount under the this particular scheme. Mm-hmm. So the loan amount to be applied for is based on the viability of the project that needs to be financed. And the interest rate is kept at 7% for across the board for all the products under this particular scheme. Mm-hmm. And that interest rate is still below the current prime rate. And also what differentiates this particular product is the relaxed requirement of collateral. Okay. So if a client wants to borrow up to a certain amount and the collateral is not sufficient, then we are allowing a certain shortfall. But I'll go into more detail on a later stage.
All right. Wonderful. How can one apply for this loan scheme, and what are the requirements?
Okay, let me start off by saying the Women and Youth Loan Scheme is, the facilities are grouped under three different categories. Mm. The one category is the cash flow, what we call the cash flow lending.
Okay.
It's a form of a short-term financing facility. This is particularly in the event when a client or a borrower does not have any collateral at all to offer.
Mm-hmm.
So what we require in that instance is an offtake agreement signed between the client and the offtaker.
Mm-hmm.
And that agreement must be at least for a period of 3 years. So it's advisable then that the client enters into a buyer that actually has the financial capacity to buy the produce that has been produced by the client or the farmer, because we rely on that offtake agreement as our form of collateral.
Mm-hmm.
So when the application is submitted, we will also do our own due diligence just to do a high level assessment on this offtaker to give us comfort as well that there is a buyer ready. Mm-hmm. With the financial capabilities to actually take up the produce of the farmer. And then the second facility is what we call these under the salary-backed, it's a salary-backed lending facility.
Mm-hmm.
What we mean by that is if you are a farmer and you are employed earning a monthly salary, then without having to give us collateral, you can repay your facility monthly, and you just sign a monthly debit order to repay back your loan.
Okay.
Where we have a payroll deduction agreement with your current employer or mm-hmm. the applicant, then what we do is we just then rely on that payroll deduction agreement, and monthly deductions are being done and repaid over to Agribank. That is also to address the issue of collateral requirement. What we are allowing under this particular scheme is the purchase of farmland mm-hmm. or a plot, and the plot must be for agricultural purpose if it's not a farmland.
Okay.
And we do our own valuation on the property in question to be purchased.
Mm-hmm.
And normally or traditionally we require one-to-one collateral. If you want to buy a farmland or a plot, the market value must be able to cover the full purchase price. And we actually currently discount for farm properties, we only take 70% of market value.
Okay.
Under this particular scheme, we are saying the shortfall on farmland should not exceed 30%.
Okay.
If the collateral being offered is an urban property, the shortfall should not exceed 20%.
All right.
So we have relaxed the collateral requirement in that regard as well.
Wonderful. Can then a client come to Agribank with an evaluation assessment report on a property that they wish to buy?
Mm-hmm. When we receive a complete loan application, we conduct our own valuation on the property to be purchased. Mm-hmm. We do not accept valuations that were not done by Agribank.
Okay.
But what we advise our clients is before you enter into an agreement to buy a specific farm or a plot, ask the seller whether they have done any valuation on the property. In most cases they have done so,
mm-hmm.
just for indication purpose, for the client to prepare himself as to what is likely to be our valuation, and just also to do their own assessment whether the property that is being sold is actually the selling price is actually in line with the valuation of that property, just for indication purpose. But when the application is received by the bank, we mm-hmm. conduct our own valuation and assessment on the property.
Wonderful. Which subsectors within the agricultural industry can optimally benefit from this loan scheme?
Yeah, we are looking at financing the whole agricultural value chain.
Oh, right.
Particularly, we want to see projects being financed within the crop sector,
mm-hmm.
agro-processing, forestry, aquaculture. Obviously, livestock remains a very important sector as well.
Mm-hmm.
We also, under the livestock sector, we want to see intensive farming as well. To be one of those projects that also come forth as in the form of loan applications.
Mm-hmm.
Poultry farming, piggery farming, we want to also see a diversification in our loan book. So we really encourage and call on farmers with those specialized projects also to approach the bank.
Ms. Sonia, in closure, why is it important for the women and youth to apply for this loan scheme product?
Thank you, Nelao. The world is facing uncertain times. We don't know the trajectory of this pandemic. And food production or food security is very important, and it all starts with agriculture. Mm-hmm. Agriculture is important for economic growth, for sustainability, and it's important for empowerment, economic empowerment, and also entrepreneurship, specifically for the women and the youth. So for that reason, it's important for the women and for the youth to really rise up at opportunities such as this that we are bringing forth as a development finance institution, to approach the bank, understand what are the loan requirements, go back and prepare accordingly, according to the requirements, work on a thorough comprehensive business plan, and then only come and submit a complete application. Because not only is this scheme there to increase levels of economic growth and development, but also to increase and grow wealth for our own Namibians, for our own farmers, while we are also contributing to the growth of the agriculture industry specifically. So I would really like to encourage fellow women and the youth as well to now step up, come to the forefront, and approach AgriBank, your all-season bank, for loans, particularly for agriculture.
Ms. Sonia, thank you so much for taking time from your busy schedule to join us on the AgriLearn podcast. It was a pleasure having you, and I'm sure the information you imparted will definitely be utilized by the potential clients of AgriBank.
AgriBank, all-season bank. Oh, AgriBank. Oh.